I know it's been some time, but there's been something on my mind. You see, I haven't been quite right since that cold December night. Oh, Zach, I thought you were dead. And Aiden, well, you know he said that he was hurting for Greenlee. So we just acted sensibly. I took his hand and then, well, I attacked him. Oh, I had sex with Aiden. His body I was craving. But really, the whole time, I was just thinking about you. I did it 'cause I loved you. And after I felt like poo. Except for my pussy. 'Cause honestly, that felt pretty good to me. Sorry.
I am so sorry, Zach. It's you I really love. I'm just telling you about me and Aiden because I love you. I love you so much, I'm going to show you where we made love. And how Aiden felt. And how long we f***ed. And.
This week on All My Children, Kendall tells Zach about her dumb night with Aiden. And not to add insult to injury, show Zach the scene of the crime.
We're digging the Jesse and Angie storyline. Get it? Digging?
Erica does laundry for the first time in her life. She probably shouldn't ask the cellmate extras for laundry tips, though.
And Adam suffers from panic attacks. And the viewers suffer from not enough Josh and Amanda.
All this week on the Pine Valley Podcast. Welcome to the Pine Valley Podcast for the week ending April 18th, 2008. Why do I keep wanting to say 2007?
Because.
Ay, Dios. I am your host, Ashley Mendoza.
And I'm Peter.
My guest host, Pedro, is here. Pedro, you must be liking the spring weather.
I am. I get my shorts come on out. And
yeah, but you wear those anyway.
It's sandal time.
You wear the shorts and the Birkenstocks and mm-hmm. the wool socks anyway. Mm-hmm. Except your legs get a little chapped, you know, from the cold.
Mm-hmm.
So now they probably don't get so chapped.
Well, now I can take off the flannel shirts.
That's right. You can start wearing your Grateful Dead t-shirts again.
Yeah.
It's nice. We've missed you, Pedro. Where have you been?
Where haven't I been?
Really?
Well, I decided to hitchhike across the country.
You did not, did you?
Yeah.
I haven't seen you in a little bit.
Well, that's what I decided. I decided it was time to take a trip.
Well, that's nice. Where did you end up?
Well, I hit all the national parks.
Okay.
And, I mean, that's what I did. I went camping.
Did you take a lover? I'm just wondering. Must get lonesome on the road, driving for miles and miles and miles.
I'm not at liberty to say.
Yeah, I've never seen Pedro with a girlfriend. Never seen it.
The types of women I like don't live in the Bronx.
That's true. Sometimes I don't even know how you make it here.
The women in the Bronx wear too much makeup and shower too much.
Yeah, their razor blades are nicked. Mm-hmm. From all the shaving.
Mm-hmm.
You don't like that.
No.
You like au naturel.
Au naturel.
There is nothing wrong with au naturel.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of au naturel,
mm-hmm.
we don't got much of that on the show. We got a lot of high maintenance ladies on the show.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
We had kind of a... Did you watch the show when you were gone? No, right?
No, not really.
No. So you've caught up.
I caught
recently.
Up. Yep.
This was not a very eventful week, was it?
I found this week to be boring.
It was boring, right?
Yes.
But listen,
mm-hmm.
in the boring, I enjoyed some of the storyline developments. They were very realistic to me.
Like what?
Well, sort of. Kendall telling Zach mm-hmm. about her night with Adam,
mm-hmm.
who you know better as...
Cladumbo.
He likes Cladumbo.
Because he's a detective and he's dumb.
Indeed he is. He's not the sharpest tool in the shed. You know what I'm saying? No. That's like a delicate way of putting it.
That's true.
And you know, I got a little flack. I'm probably harping on this too much, but I got a little tiny bit of flack for making fun of Adam's accent.
Mm-hmm. Well, you can't understand him.
He's Adam. It's not British people I'm making fun of. I'm making fun of Adam.
No, he swallows his words. It has nothing to do with an accent. The fact is that...
Yeah, I mean, there are plenty of people with beautiful British accents that I understand every single word better than if I was listening to somebody else saying it.
Right, but he swallows his words. He's not enunciating.
Oh, there goes another word.
Yes.
He mangles his words so bad, people, that when you put on the interpreter, what do they call that, the closed captioning?
Yes.
It messes up. It's like...
Yes.
I'll be able to job. It's crazy.
Yes.
All right. You want to talk about Kendall and Zach?
I would love to.
So listen, a lot of you people, first of all, that's what I wanted to say. A lot of you people are writing into the Pine Valley Podcast blog. Terry in Toronto was so sweet. She sent me a congratulatory note because we'd hit over 40 responses on the blog. That's nice, right?
That's
very I think
good.
Last time I checked, we were at 46.
That's nice.
That is a lot of feedback, and we love it all. There's a lot of people talking about a lot of things, and hopefully we'll get to some of that. But the first thing we're going to talk about is Kendall and Zach. Mm-hmm. And the fact that Kendall came clean to Zach about her night with Adam.
Mm-hmm.
This whole thing should have been a non-story, in my opinion.
I absolutely agree.
Dumbest thing ever. Like, why have Kendall cheat on Zach with Adam?
Mm-hmm.
Why? I don't get it. So stupid. It's like this fake drama. That I feel so bad because, listen, people, I know some of y'all like Adam, all right? I don't really care for the man. I don't care for the acting. I don't care for the character. I don't care for him.
See, I like him. I like him.
Because he's fun to make fun of.
No, I feel bad for him. You can tell too. He's a very nice.
Yes, and absolutely.
He's trying hard.
He's trying so hard.
Yes.
Very hard. I agree with that.
But I don't understand why they have him, like when he read poetry. Why do that to him?
That's like putting a bullseye on his forehead. You know what I'm saying? He's just a target at that point.
Yeah, they're trying to make him out to be a little bit, you know.
More than what he is. Absolutely. Like they're trying to flesh him out almost.
Yeah.
You can't do it.
Yeah. And I got to admit, Greenlee makes, I mean, that woman
brings so much to the table.
And
Greenlee, both Alicia Minshew and Rebecca Budig, both. Sometimes I feel like people, I'm going to say it. I feel like when they're acting with him, I feel like they're acting alone sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
I know what you're saying.
He actually tried to cry this week. Who did he try to cry with? He was telling someone about with Greenlee maybe it was?
Yeah. Tad. It was with Tad.
Oh, it was with Tad. That's right. He was like trying to cry when he was talking about Greenlee with Tad.
Right. You just see the wheels turning.
Yeah, you really... I felt like, don't...
Don't do that. He doesn't have to do that.
Well, who I do love his performance is Mr. Torsten K. as Zach. I always feel bad saying that because I think there are two camps out there. Mm-hmm. Pedro, you may not know this. Mm-hmm. This is very, very... This runs very deep in the internet community. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of feedback on the internet on different blogs and different websites and different fan sites. There's a lot of feelings about Torsten K one way or the other. Some people love him, love the work he does as Zach, love his acting, love the character, everything. Other people hate him. Like, think he is mean and nasty. And there's also like some rumors about him as a person that don't help that. So, but some people hate him.
This is my thing on him. I think he's a good actor.
He's a great actor.
I think he's actually compelling to watch. But you get the feeling that the actor himself, Thorsten, thinks very...
Actually, Pedro, that's Thorsten.
Thorsten
thinks, P.
thinks very highly of himself. You know what I mean? Like,
yes.
You know what I mean? Like, there's something about him.
Astute observation. Yes.
Like, he takes himself really seriously. That's what I get from him. But I think he brings it to the show.
But then he also takes his hockey very seriously. He writes about hockey on his blog.
Right.
Well, hockey.
I can understand that.
Oh, you like hockey?
No.
If you had a blog, what would you write about, Pedro?
Maybe lacrosse.
Well, that's nice.
Yeah.
Lacrosse.
Mm-hmm.
That's very nice. That's a good sport.
Mm-hmm.
What about highlight?
I'm not a highlight fan per se.
You don't like highlight?
No, that's a very corrupt sport.
What about fencing? You would like fencing. You couldn't wear your sandals, though. That you couldn't do.
No, you can't wear sandals while
you fence.
You
can't really move in sandals while you fence. No. Anyway, all right, I am digressing all over the place.
Hold on, but go back to Zach and Kendall.
Yes, because I'm digressing. Kendall finally decides to tell Zach, and Zach already is so smart that he has put the pieces of the puzzle together. So when she comes in and says, I have something I have to tell you, it's all over his face. And she basically says, I slept with Aiden. And he says, I know. And I was a puddle. Me personally, I was a puddle. It was a beautiful, like, it was an adult exchange between two people who obviously loved each other very deeply. The wounds in his heart, you could see them on his face. It was like she was taking a dagger and sticking it in and twisting it.
He was like, my heart breaks. My heart healthy by Campbell's soup breaks. That didn't actually happen.
That didn't really happen, no. It could have, though. If it was around the time of the Red Bull, it could have happened.
I'm sure if the sales department had their way, they would have figured that out. My favorite moment in the whole exchange with Zach and Kendall.
Yes.
Was when they went back to the Love Shack.
Oh, my God.
That was awkward. That was incredible. Why?
It was incredibly awkward because it started so amazingly. Like, at one point, when she first came in, she almost wimped out. She was not going to tell him. Mm-hmm. And he stops her. He grabs her and kisses her so deeply. And you could tell why. He just wanted to shut her up. I don't think he could tolerate one more lie or half-truth. It was so passionate and so deep and so sexy and so loving and so hurt and wounded and everything mixed up in between. Mm-hmm. And then it turns into that kind of exchange, and she tries to explain it, and you know, actually, I was going to say that it was very quiet. Like, the moment where she told him was very quiet. It was like the episode where Bianca got raped, and I actually really admired that. There wasn't, like, a bunch of music. It was just very still and very quiet, and just these two actors, and I really loved it. And then it just was weird. But then she kind of makes it worse. Like, Kendall kind of makes it worse because she don't know what to say. She don't know what to do. Like, she tells him that she felt sick the second that she was done having sex with Aiden.
That is not a ringing endorsement for Aiden.
I was thinking that too.
But I just think it's like, first of all, he gets it. He's fine. He understands why Kendall did it. But then Kendall has to drag him and show him, like, how unromantic it was. Like, he gets it. Like, you don't need to keep that up.
That was like filler to me. Didn't that feel like filler?
It was dumb.
It was really bad.
That was a Kladumbo.
He knows. He even says to her, it wasn't the fact that you did it. It was the fact that once again you kept it from me. That's the betrayal.
Can I say something too?
Yes.
The whole point of this relationship and how now, I think it's interesting that they have Green, they're trying to keep, you know, Aiden, Zach, and Kendall are now keeping this from Greenlee, and they're getting married. Like, that's like a good little, that's a good triangle, right?
You like that little twist?
I do, except that at the very core of the problem, it's like, really, anyone, like, you think your lover is dead, gone. You haven't seen them in weeks. And you're in an emotional wreck, and you reach out to somebody.
Yes.
Like, to me, sure, it would be heartbreaking if I found that out about somebody. Mm-hmm. But I think I could understand it. Mm-hmm. It's not, you know what I mean?
Well, he did understand it. Right. He didn't understand the lie.
But that's why, now they're working so hard to keep this from Greenlee. It's like,
no, Zach said he was right. Well, first of all, he wakes up the next day. I think it was Thursday's episode. He wakes up and he's like comforting her. She's having nightmares about it. And you could tell he still loves her and he's in it. He's in it with her. He's not going to leave her, but he's wounded over it. But the reason that he's not telling Greenlee and Aiden or whatever is because he's like, it's not his business. It's not his place. You know, like, that's Aiden's decision to make. He's not going to make another man's decision for him. Mm-hmm. But Kendall, I don't think she's, like, approaching it that way. I think she's more like, let's keep it a secret so nobody else gets hurt. Zach is, let's keep it a secret only because it's not my place to tell it. And he said that to Kendall.
But Kendall's like, she looks like Pinocchio. You know what I mean? Like, they go over the top of, like, every instance. Like, Greenlee is like, oh, aren't you excited that I'm marrying Aiden? And then it's like a cut to Kendall going like, won't look at her.
Yeah, no, I'm totally excited. There's nothing wrong with me. I'm so, so excited. Oh my God, why would you think something's wrong? Why?
I have to go.
You know, no, I'm just
just stressed. I'm just so tired. I'm stressed.
She's the worst.
It is.
Well, what was the worst, though, at the beginning of the week was Greenlee and Ada making love on a pool table.
Ooh.
That was nasty, Pedro. People, why can't I get into it? I am starving for sex scenes on this program. We get a little Jesse and Angie, which is nice. You know, we never get Amanda no more. Amanda and Special Johnny. That sex scene rivals so many sex scenes. I can't even think about it without getting excited. We don't get none of that. And then I see Greenlee and Aiden on a pool table and I'm grossed out. What is going on? I'm telling you right now, I told y'all people, I like Sabine Sing with Aiden Turner. I liked it. They had nice chemistry. It was very sweet. She was a beautiful girl, you know, was sexy together. But this, I don't know what it is. I want to vomit.
Yeah.
It's just not, no chemistry.
Mm-hmm.
Why are you looking at me like that, Pedro?
I'm just trying to do the math.
Listen, Rebecca Budig as Greenlee is selling this. She is selling the excitement over this engagement because they're engaged people, as you all know. And there was one point where they're on the table and they're like kissing and necking and all that stuff. And he says, Greenlee, where should I put my proper Aiden sticker?
I have no idea what you just said.
He said, Greenlee, where should I put my property of Aiden sticker?
Oi, that is disgusting. Not sexy.
Disgusting. Disgusting. And he knows well what he did. He ain't telling Greenlee. And they're leading into this union on a lie. That's what I'm saying. So ain't no good going to come of that. But on Thursday, did you see Greenlee's dress?
Mm-hmm.
Amazing, right? The red dress.
The red dress, yeah.
She looked a little flat-chested, but it was still passable.
It was very nice.
Beautiful dress. Beautiful girl. She pulls off. She is so elegant to me. Mm-hmm. She's just a beautiful girl. Beautiful. She gives Adam a really expensive watch.
Mm.
She got that in Chinatown. That was one of them Chinatown ripoffs. I'm telling you.
It's like a $10 watch.
It was like a thick black band with like eight like dials in it, like of the middle little other countries where the time you could see the time in other countries and stuff. Mm. That wasn't no Movado. That wasn't no Cartier, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
That was Chinatown junk. That's what I'm saying. I thought it was funny. He asked her for a prenup, people.
Yeah.
How stupid can you be?
Maybe
you asked the richest girl in town for a prenup.
But what if the twist?
You ask her.
But what if the twist is that he actually has a ton of money?
He get no money. What you see, what you get. He runs a little private detective operation.
Maybe that was his approach. Like, I'm going to say, we're going to get a prenup, and then it's going to make her say, no, we're not going to get one. Then he's going to be like, okay. And then he gets, you know, see what I'm saying?
No. He's just dumb. He's just a dumb. That's all it is. Greenlee and Kendall go to work. Green tells her the news that she's engaged to Adam, and Kendall is so damn guilty. People, I've said it. People, you said it. We don't get it. Why the girl can't lie better?
She's the lyingest girl in
Pine Valley, and she can't tell a lie.
Yeah.
Makes no sense.
Yeah.
Greenlee asked Kendall to be, I think I wrote this down that Greenlee asked Kendall to be the maid of honor, but I think I was confusing it with the special dinner that Greenlee was insisting that they have. Something like that. Anyway, rest of the week was boring for the story for me. Because basically all that happened was Aiden went to see Zach. And you think, well, first of all, before that, the most momentous thing in that storyline was that Josh actually appeared for one episode for about more than four lines, I think.
Mm-hmm.
That was astounding.
A stunner.
Because Josh was all upset because Zach missed a meeting on Darfur.
Well, I'd be upset. I mean, that's a very important topic.
Well, people, you and I both know it's a lead-in. Should I do a spoiler alert?
Yeah, I think you should.
Woo, 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 woo. Spoiler alert. Turn down your iPods, your computers, your listening devices. You probably already know this. This ain't that juicy. Jake Martin is coming back from Darfur. So that's, I think, going to be the link.
But is it going to be Knight Rider?
No, Jake Martin. You got the wrong boy.
Oh, I'm thinking of what?
You're thinking of Jamie Martin.
Jamie.
Jake is his uncle. Uncle Jake.
Uncle Jake.
Tad's brother is Jake.
Oh, Tad's brother.
Tad's brother.
Oh.
Last played by J. Eddie Peck, who was into Greenlee big time. Now being played by Ricky Paul Golden. Much better looking. No offense, J. Eddie Peck. He's better looking, though. You got to admit.
Anyway, it'll be fun. So that's the spoiler, but not a big deal. So anyway, he leaves and he realizes that Zach is in pain or hurting or whatever, or out of it, and he decides to leave. Zach throws the pictures, his family pictures of Kendall, against the wall and breaks them.
Mm.
That was sad.
Yeah.
And then all that happens, people, is that Aiden comes in, and we think that Aiden's gonna has this deep thing to tell Zach, and it really just is that he wants to take the job that Zach offered him as head of security.
Well, I would feel safe with Aiden as the
I
head of security.
I certainly would, too.
Because you saw how he kept Ryan out of that hotel room when he was guarding
Kendall.
And
that rapist. Yeah. He kept the rapist out of the
room, guy,
too.
That guy, I would put him on my security staff in a heartbeat.
I would, too.
Mm-hmm.
Without a doubt. Keep your friends close, but your enemies closer.
Mm-hmm.
And all we had at the end of the week, people, was stupid. They're going to get together and go to dinner. And it's going to be awkward. Awkward. And that's all we got for that.
Mm-hmm.
Not much. I hope it turns into something better, because right now, it ain't so exciting for me. But listen, I don't mean to be harsh on it, because I do like... I love the Zach and Kendall complication. I think it's really good. It's going to be really good for the characters and for their growth and for the actors. So that I'm looking forward to, mm-hmm. as well as for Greenlee.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's going to give her a little something too to sink her teeth into. So I'm looking forward to the result, but it just was a little boring for me.
Okay.
Is that you will do you agree?
I agree.
Couldn't possibly be as boring to me as Miss Blandy.
I find it comical, personally.
You do?
I do, because they've come up with every possible way for Ryan to have some type of a memory that doesn't include her.
And then
she always looks hurt, which is ridiculous. It's ridiculous.
You people, did you see Melissa Claire Egan? Did I show you, Pedro? I don't think I showed you. Melissa Claire Egan did a little video spot for SoapNet that's on the SoapNet website. And she does this thing. Apparently, Melissa Claire Egan is a wild child. She's got a tattoo on her lower back and a tattoo on her wrist, and they have to cover it up every time she does a love scene. And she was complaining that her outfits get smaller and smaller.
Mm-hmm.
But she likes it because she does some Lady Marmalade. What's that? Boulez-vous coucher? Mm-hmm. That one? Is
mm-hmm.
that one?
Mm-hmm.
She did some benefit where she choreographed the dance or something, and she had to come out, and she appeared in like all the sexy garters and the clothes and stuff, and she was like having a whip and stuff like that, and I ain't buying it.
Well,
listen, sexy is an attitude. Mm-hmm. It ain't what you wear. It ain't what you put on your wrist or your ass. It's an attitude.
Yes.
Blandy doesn't have an attitude. She just talks like this all the time. Ryan, why don't you remember me?
Hold on. No.
I love you, Ryan.
I remember you. No. No. I mean, you were wearing a pink motorcycle helmet. No.
Ryan, that was Greenlee.
No, I know. No, it was. Yeah, no, it was Greenlee.
Ryan, that's really hurtful.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to hurt your feelings.
Why do none of your memories include me?
I don't know, but I've had a severe head trauma. Cut me some slack. That's what
I want a divorce.
Of course.
She did want a divorce, too. At the beginning of the week, she went to Livia, whose hair, people, is looking nice. Looks nice now. It's looking bad, people, for a long time there. With the cornrows, with the bleach cornrows. I didn't like that. But her hair is looking beautiful. She looked beautiful. And she went last week and gave Blandy the divorce paper she was looking for. So anyway, last week that happened. This week I think Blandy was resigned to like trying and actually really happy, because Ryan showed a little bit of a turnaround in his attitude towards her. So that was kind of exciting for her. But anyway, there was just a little scene, not much on Blandy. There was like a little scene in the beginning of the week where Greenlee comes in, you know, all excited about Aiden. And Blandy is such a bitch to her. Green's all happy about Aiden's proposal, and Blandy just bitches out on that girl.
Mm-hmm.
So, it's like, I don't buy it. It's like too, like, I don't know. I know they're trying to create drama and catfights and stuff, but it don't work for me. I don't know why. She just bitches at her that you only accepted Aiden's proposal because Ryan turned you down. Zinga! Zinga!
Blah, boring.
And it was kind of cool, though, because Ryan comes in and he mentions Greenlee in a bicycle helmet, and Greenlee's all happy because Ryan remember her, and Blandy's all sad.
But that's what I mean. It's just, it's ridiculous. Like, if someone had, like, a terminal, if someone had cancer, right?
I agree with you. I am with you 1,000%.
You would give them attitude if they were like, oh, you know, that was before I had cancer. You know, it's like it's
I agree.
It's ridiculous.
I agree. I mean, I love the concept of the storyline, but I wish it was played out more real. You know?
I wish it was just Ryan just thinking he lived 4 years ago or whatever it was, like going about his life like that. To me, would
like
be
resisting it, or like you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like trying to get Kendall, like, because he's right now trying to be in love with Blandy, and that's just wussy boy Ryan to me. I don't like wussy boy Ryan. I hate it.
He's working on that motorcycle pretty hard.
Yeah, he is. That's true. He visited a shrink this week.
Mm-hmm.
I like that shrink. She sounded like she was from Brooklyn. I like her. She was awesome. It was really interesting. He visited that shrink, and that shrink basically said to him, "You got to ask yourself why everyone tells you you love Danny, but you don't remember. I'm not trying to judge you. I know this is very difficult for you, but maybe you didn't love her. Mm. You remember the ones you loved. You don't love her. Maybe. Possible.
Mm.
Discuss.
Talk amongst yourselves.
Talk amongst yourselves. Discuss." Anyway, she was pretty cool. So I kind of like that, though. It's really true. He was all upset and pissed off at her because, "How dare you? Oh, how dare you tell me I don't love Blendy?" But there's some possibility.
Mm-hmm.
Some possibility.
I do. I think it's interesting. It's good with the little flashbacks. How come he can remember the flashbacks?
What do you mean?
He can remember the things. He's like flashing back to his meeting with the therapist. He remembers that fine. But he doesn't remember anything else.
Because he's got a gap.
It's just a hole.
It's just like a donut hole.
It's got a donut hole.
2004 to the moment in 2008 where he got shot. That's his donut hole.
Right. Was Aiden protecting him when he got shot?
No, Aiden slacked. And Aiden was there, too.
Hmm. Well, he's the head of Zach's
security. To be honest with you, Ryan was protecting Kendall. That's how that happened, remember?
Right.
So maybe Ryan should be head of security.
That's true.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
On Wednesday's episode, Ryan tries to fix the timing belt on his motorcycle. Or maybe that was Thursday, actually. Blandy comes in. She's trying to be all nice and sweet now. She changed her tune. She's like all nice and accepting Blandy. She ain't going to hold his lack of memory of her against him. How big of her.
How generous.
How kind. Really. That was the moment that Pedro was talking about, too. That was really funny because he was like talking about, like, they were talking about motorcycles and bike riding and stuff. And he was like, "I remember the moment where Greenlee put on her little helmet and don't.
Oh.
Oh. Blandy's like, It's okay.
I'll live.
I'm starting to understand what you're going through, and any kind of memory you get is a good one."
Mm-hmm.
About time. A little boring, though, right? Emma comes in. Silly stuff. They, like, do motorcycles and stuff together. And they hang out at the Pine Valley Beach.
Oh, I love the Pine Valley Beach.
I love the Pine Valley Beach and the Pennsylvania coast.
Yep, the beautiful, beautiful, beautiful Pennsylvania coastline. Coast. It is so pretty
it's
there.
It's beautiful. You hear the waves crashing and it's warming up a little bit. It's beautiful.
Yep.
And she looked pretty good, though. I got to give Blandy this. I have in my notes, kill Blandy. But then I have that she looks very good in her True Religion jeans.
Mm-hmm.
She was wearing a nice outfit. She had, like, simple True Religion jeans. She's got a pretty brown hair. She's got that pretty top, that, like, sort of, like, camisole top. She wears a lot of camisole tops and a little leather jacket.
Mm-hmm.
She looked pretty.
Mm-hmm.
I still want her killed. But she looked pretty. Clean house, as Arizona Gal suggested. Clean house. And I don't mean to be mean, people. I don't like to see people lose their jobs. But there's some little, you know, dead weight hanging on. That's the problem.
See, I don't think you need to get rid of her. I think you just need to figure her out. You got to come up with something better for her.
There's nothing that she could do as Blandy. She is a bland character. We have never ceased to call her Blandy since day one. Yeah. Even when she gets semi interesting, she's still Blandy. She's still completely and totally Blandy.
Yeah.
That's the problem. Can't do nothing with it. I'm sorry, Melissa Claire Regan. You're a fine actress. You need to go on another show as a new character, wipe the slate, and move on. And let Ryan stop being a wussy boy. Now, Ryan with Greenlee, that's another story that I'm not sure I care for either. Too, not enough spark. Not enough, like Ryan and Kenzo, they have sparks and heat and, you know, they're up, they down, they're all over the place. Greenlee and Ryan, a straight line. Boring.
Mm-hmm.
They met and married as best friends. BFFs forever. Boring. Blamdy bumps her neck on the motorcycle, so Raya massages it, and she thinks that they have the moment, and then she realizes that he's trying to remember her. And then Emma gets some kind of sting or something, and they have to go to the hospital, and she has to have a shot. And Ryan says something real damn corny, like, "Is it always this terrifying when your child gets hurt?" And Blamdy says, "Yes, it's terrifying every time. It's absolutely terrifying."
Do you remember the time that she got hurt before? Oh, no. No. No, you don't.
No, I didn't. Sorry. Sorry. All right. What else happened to them?
Nothing. Nothing. That was the whole that's the whole week.
Nothing. No arc for this man this week.
What else? Nada. You
got? I got Jesse and Angela. Listen, Angela. I'm gonna dig my grave, Angela. There's answers there. Answers.
Peek out.
I know, I peek. Am I blowing? Listen, am I blowing your eardrums, listeners? Yes. I think I am.
Yeah.
Angela!
That's better.
Angela!
It's like Sanford and Son.
Listen, it ain't Sanford and Son, but it's fun, whatever, regardless. Angie was pissed at the beginning of the week because Jesse wanted to work with creepy Robert Gardner to make that movie. She was pissed, and they're like kind of yelling back and forth, and Frankie comes in, and he agrees with Jesse. Angie stops off, and she goes to see Robert Gardner. He comes up with some cockamamie story about wanting to be Jesse's friend. I don't like Robert Gardner. I don't like the dumb storyline. It's too creepy, too evil villain, too twirling mustache for me.
Mm.
I don't like it. Everyone loves it. I'm the only one, I think. I'm in the minority.
Well, you know, there's something. It gives you a little something.
But he's too like, ha, 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 ha. Too cackling villain for me.
He is a little cackling villain.
That's why I enjoy Richie, because Richie's very nuanced. And like, you can get, this is the thing about Richie people. I just figured it out. There's a psychological explanation and justification for all of Richie's moves. Every single one. Same thing with JR. When JR acts evil, you get the psychological underpinning of what causes them to act that way. And it seems human and it seems identifiable. You know what I'm saying? This is very deep material I'm giving y'all. It's something to think about. You know what I'm saying?
I agree with that.
And then Robert Gardner is just purely evil.
Yes. He's one note.
One note, one dimensional, nothing.
Right.
I don't like it.
You don't ever like him. You're always disliking him.
Well, so that's so weird, though, to me, because some of the viewers really like him. Like, when he acts like his smooth, charming self, they really like him. I don't. I think it's broadcast that he's evil. It's like broadcast. Anyway, I like when Angie got ready for work, and she looked beautiful. She was wearing this suit for work, and then Jesse grabbed her and made love to her. He wouldn't let her go to work.
Mm.
I loved that. We didn't see the lovemaking, unfortunately, but it was awesome. And then, but I just don't, here's the thing. And Frankie walks in afterwards, and Jesse's got his shirt on inside out, which is funny. And Frankie says he needs to get his own place. I think they all need to get a different place. I hate Jesse and Angie in that apartment. It doesn't work for me. They need a warm, cozy home the way that Tad and Crystal have.
Mm-hmm.
They need a home. They're the heart of the show right now. They need a place that reflects that home, that sense of family. Is that astute of me? I thought that was astute.
That's very astute of you.
Thank you. Thank you, Pedro. Frankie suggested that Jesse should join the force, the cops. And Angie says, "I see someone wants their butt whooped." It was awesome. People were noticing that. I think a couple of people wrote in about that. It was an awesome moment. It's like, I wish that we had more of that. But we're getting there. We're getting there. I don't mean to be too negative. So Robert Gardner shows up and Jesse confides everything in Robert Gardner. No matter what they know about Robert Gardner, Jesse confides everything, and it's so stupid. Jesse tells his frenemy that the answers must be in his grave. So he basically gives Robert Gardner a map to figuring out whatever Robert Gardner wants to figure out, which I don't know what it is. Do you know?
No, I don't know yet.
I don't know.
Who knows?
Who knows what it is?
I spent 20 years of my life on the run.
Why?
I don't know.
Neither do I. Anyway. Frankie had a flashback to Iraq when he had to save some guy. That was actually kind of funny. Do you remember the ER-style scenes?
Mm-hmm.
They were like, I forgot what happened. Some husband got brought in, and the wife was like crying, and he was like all bloody and bleeding. And Angie and Frankie had to work on him, and it started to go slow motion. I kind of liked it.
Mm-hmm.
But then Frankie flashed back, because I think he ended up killing some people in Iraq, and he was real not happy about that.
No, what happened was Frankie searched some guy, or didn't search some like 15-year-old kid, and then brought the kid into medical treatment, and then the kid had a bomb on him, and he blew up the bomb and killed three soldiers.
Oh, yes, that's exactly right, Pedro. Thank God you watched the show this week, because that's an important detail.
It is.
I would have messed it up.
Yes. Would have messed it up. You did mess it up.
I did mess it up. Well, anyway, yes, I think that's kind of cool. I got to mention one thing, people. We don't have much time left, but I got to mention one thing. Miss Colby Chandler and Frankie are looking to be a thing. But not Miss Amber Childers as Colby.
That's like a spoiler alert.
It's not, because it's public. I just checked. It's on SoapNet. It's everywhere. Mm. It's out. It's not a spoiler. So Amber Childers is gone. They're claiming, ABC is claiming that they changed, that they recast because the storyline dictated the change in direction. I'm not sure if I'm buying that. She was really good on the show, and fans adored her. Mm-hmm. And they loved her. She was gorgeous. And she would have probably worked maybe okay with Frankie. I don't know. There was an age difference problem, I agree. But I don't know if I buy it. I think I do buy the idea that Amber has lots of opportunities ahead of her. I think she absolutely does. And I think that they knew that they weren't going to get her. And I think that maybe that's what happened. That's what dictated the storyline change. I think so I don't think it's as much her getting fired as her, like, pretty much being kind of clear that she had other things going on. She's gonna be great. She's awesome. She's so talented. I adore her. I do have a problem with the actress that's gonna play her.
Why?
The girl has one credit.
So?
She was like a glorified extra on The Sopranos. She played lover number two. I went and looked up that episode, and I don't even know what the hell she did in there. It's called Walk Like a Man was the episode. And I remember every single episode. I think it was the final season, maybe. Or the second to final season. And I don't remember this girl to save my life.
Listen, she was lover number two. She wasn't lover number one or number three or number four. She's number two.
I mean, even like Alicia had a bunch of little credits by the time she started All My Children. I should give the girl credit. But the other thing is, she's going to be 25.
So?
She's going to be 25, Colby? Colby was born in the 90s.
Listen, that could happen.
They are sore-assing her. Sore is soap opera rapid aging syndrome.
Yes.
The verb is sore.
The acronym?
No, the acronym, yes, but if you make it a verb, it's sore-assing.
Sore-assing?
It was funny because I was listening to another podcast.
What's the acronym for pain in the assing?
Listen, this is a family show. Don't go there, Pedro. It was funny. I was listening to another podcast, and the other podcast, they kept saying sore ass, sore ass. I like to say sorus because it sounds a little nicer.
Yeah, it does sound
But they
better.
Kept saying they sore ass the character. You know, I mean, I understand sometimes you have to sore ass the character. It sounded a little funny. It
does not sound good.
It does sound good. Anyway, they're sorusing our little Colby, and they're making her 25 and replacing her with someone who looks almost exactly like her. Mm. Almost exactly like her, who doesn't have any acting credits. That is Judy Bly Wilson for you. Let's see. I don't mean to be harsh. This Brianne Moncrief or whatever her name is could be a very lovely actress. So we will give her the benefit of the doubt, people. But knowing Miss Judy Bly Wilson, we here at the Pine Valley Podcast are not optimistic.
Can I say one thing, too? It's a shame because Colby is actually turned into a good little character.
Wonderful little character.
Yep.
Amazingly wonderful, you know, three-dimensional, sweet, you know, but also kind of stubborn and just, you know, that has that strength, that Chandler strength. She's really filled out so beautifully. So it's a loss. It's definitely a loss, but I think she's going to be great. And, you know, we'll see what happens.
I think she's just happy she's not getting sore-assed.
I agree with that. Tad and Joe had a wonderful scene. Just wrapping up the Jesse storyline. Tad and Joe had a wonderful scene on Thursday. I love these little sweet moments between father and son. Tad revealed that he doesn't trust Robert Gardner to save his life, which I love that. He doesn't trust him. He trusts him about as far as he could throw him, which is not very far. Mm-hmm. So, and that was funny because Joe left Tad and let Tad pay. It was really cute. So then Jesse goes and he tells Tad that he thinks that his grave will give him some answers. And, of course, Derek Fry calls up just as Robert Gardner has come over to pay a visit and basically says, you know, that he's going to help Jesse dig up the grave and they're going to see what's going on. And Tad just fumes as Robert Gardner hangs out. So I love Tad. I love me some Tad. I love me some Tad. The only problem with Tad is I know exactly what's going to happen.
What?
There's some, I'm not going to say it. There's too many spoilers out, but we all know what's going to happen with Tad and Julia, Mini Hands Julia, and Kathy and Dixie and Greg Nelson and Opal. We think Opal's going to be safe, people. That's the other word on the street. We think that she's not dead, but we think that Julia might be. So someone's going to die. Someone somewhere coming up is going to die. So,
well, it'll be an explosive storyline, no matter who it is.
Get it? Do you want to talk at all about Adam? I kind of don't. I'm kind of bored.
Well, he has a panic attack.
He has a panic attack. So what?
He has a panic attack, and then he's just a jerk.
He is more stubborn than a Mississippi mule.
That is true.
That's what Crystal said.
Yes.
He acts up. He tells her he loves her in the ambulance. He tells her he loves her in the ambulance. And then he insults everybody in the hospital. And everyone comes to his rescue. JR, babe, everybody comes to his rescue. And he's a jerk.
Mm-hmm.
As per Adam normally is.
Mm-hmm.
And that's really it.
He lives up to his, you know.
He lives up to his history, basically. Yeah. Which is good.
Yeah, I mean, he's always, you know.
Angie asks him to see a shrink to deal for his panic attacks. he doesn't like the idea.
Surprising.
Crystal and Angie had lunch at BJ's. And Angie kind of points out the fact that her and Tad are very friendly, but her and Adam seem very connected. I like that. Babe bitched at JR again all week. He cries over her. She cries over him. She does not wipe her tears when she acts.
No, she does not.
She's so proud of him, tears she works up. She just leaves him be.
Yep.
She joined him at the hospital, though.
Yep.
I'm liking her, people. I know it's crazy. Isn't that crazy, Pedro? Did you know that I'm starting to like new babe?
I didn't know that.
All she does is bitch and moan and play holier than thou and play Miss Perfect. And she looks perfect. She acts perfect. She doesn't have no southern accent no more. She doesn't wear no pink dresses no more. She's no fun.
Mm-hmm.
But I like her with JR. I think it's because of him. I think it's because of JR. He got a haircut.
He got them all cut.
I don't. Yes, he did. I don't know what I think about it.
Hmm.
We got to post a picture.
Hmm.
I don't know how I feel about it.
Hmm.
I'm almost liking the shaggy hair JR.
Hmm.
Jacob Young. Anyway.
His hair gets a lot of prep time and attention.
It does. Maybe that's what it was. Maybe his hair was digressing. Is that the word I'm looking for? Digressing from people's attention away from the storyline. Diverting people's attention away from the storyline. That's what I wanted to say.
Yeah. I think that's right.
His hair was getting more acting accolades than he was.
Yeah, that is a problem.
That's a problem when you're competing with your hair, dude.
Yeah, you can't compete with your hair, dude.
You can't. It's not a fair fight.
No.
Especially when you got hair like that.
No.
Erica, the delicious Erica Kane. She called very, very slow week for Miss Erica Kane, but very, very funny to us. She calls Sam Woods to help Carmen. He visits her in jail. And those screens are like so thick.
The screen that is between her in jail and
the visitor.
The visitor.
Why wouldn't they make it more realistic? Like maybe the glass with the wire in the middle that you can't even see that wire.
I don't know.
Why does it have to be those screens? It's so weird to me.
I don't know.
It's bizarre. Sam Woods doesn't bite. He doesn't think Carmen's a worthy cause.
Mm.
America's all indignant.
Well, Mario Van Peebles.
Carmen is innocent. I intend to prove she's innocent.
Well, that's good.
We'll see. I think she will. Erica and Carmen do laundry. They get laundry duty. Listen, people, you were not the only ones. I was so glad that y'all saw it too. I was dying at the extras in the back. The cellmate extras that were wiping the detergent bottle. Some director or some AD or some stage manager had the brilliant idea to tell these girls, who most of them were looking at the camera. Did you notice that, Pedro?
Yeah, no, they're all turned out towards
the camera.
Polishing detergent.
Polishing the most clean detergent bottles. They didn't even have labels on them. They were so clean. And they would put them up, take the same one up, down, polish it, put it back up, take the same one down, polish it, put it on the ground, pick it up, polish it, put it on the shelf.
All while looking into the camera.
It was amazing.
Yes.
And then at the end of the week, some white girl comes, and she going to give Erica what for.
Mm.
So we'll see what happens. I want to see what this white girl has on her. She looked kind of tough, but she was a little too pretty for me.
Okay.
She's pretty. Very pretty girl.
Well, listen, that is a, you know, that prison, it's a lot. It's a good-looking prison.
We'll see what she does. It'll
I
be
love
fun.
That Erica Kane keeps her collar up on her prison jumper.
Oh, she does. She has pimped her prison jumper.
Yes.
You know how you have, like, pimp my car, yes. pimp my pad? It's like she's pimped her jumper.
Yes.
She said that, too. She said as much on the in one of her visits to Kendall, I think it was. People, I feel like, I hope this wasn't a boring show.
I don't know that it's a boring show as much as the episode. This week was a pretty boring week, let's
be honest. Not a lot of juicy nuggets to sink our teeth into.
But it did feel like maybe they're setting the table on lots of, you know, there could be some good stuff.
Yeah,
to come.
I think so. I think this is like a prep week.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
This is like get everything in order.
Mm-hmm.
And next week.
Mm-hmm.
We'll go to Crazy Town.
I think you might be right, Pedro.
We'll find out.
Well, we have loved having you here.
Mm-hmm.
I hope you've enjoyed being with us.
Mm-hmm.
The fans love you.
Me?
Yes.
Why are you saying that to me?
Because we had a couple fans write in about you that they miss Pedro. They also miss Taylor. And listen, Taylor's going to be back in May for an episode, so Taylor has to take the show in small little bites. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, no. Well, he overdosed.
He overdosed.
Yeah.
So it's like a drug addict. You know, when you overdose, you got to stop.
Mm-hmm.
You know, in this case, he dabbles. Mm-hmm. He's able to dabble.
Right.
But he can't.
He's a casual user.
He's a casual user of All My Children. That's yeah. exactly right. So we will see him, hopefully, hear him, hopefully, in May. So we will hear him in May, and we look forward to that. And, of course, Jordan Hudson will be back. He'll be back next week, so I'm looking forward to getting his take, especially on Colby, because he loves Colby.
I call him Encyclopedia Hudson.
I call him Soapcyclopedia Hudson.
Ooh, soap. That's good.
Like that's good, right? Yeah. He is the best.
It's a history lesson.
It is. Every time I sit down with that man, I learn something new about every single soap in existence to yes. ever be created. He knows Edge of Night.
Mm-hmm.
He knows every single show.
Mm-hmm.
He's amazing. All right, people. And you are amazing, Pedro. Mm.
Thank you.
Thank you for
being
here.
And you too, Ashley Mendoza.
Well, thank you. I'll do my Erica. Thank you. Thank you so much. Well, thank you very much.
What are you going to leave him with?
Please do send me your comments, if you have any, to pvp@pinevalleypodcast.com. Or you can go to my MySpace page, www.myspace.com/pinevalleypodcast. Or you just can go to my website and you can find all that stuff with other links at www.pinevalleypodcast.com. I am your host, Ashley Mendoza.
I'm Peter.
Pedro. And here's a little something just for you.
A story of love.
Nothing will ever separate us again.
A story of loss.
I let Tad think that our little girl was dead.
I've been looking for Kate for years. I'm not about to stop now.
A story with no happy ending.
Come back to me.
Until now.
Pretty darn good, huh? Considering I'm dead.
Dixie returns.
Hope doesn't have to die.
And she won't rest until baby Kate is back where she belongs.
It's too late for me, but it is not too late for Tad.
AMC weekdays on ABC, weeknights on SoapNet.